Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Werewolf Transformation. In this file, you will be slowly turned into a werewolf, and where that ends up, we'll see. See, you've been bitten not too long ago by a werewolf. And you can't remember when or where it was, but the inevitable change that you're going to go through is already in your blood, and you can't deny the pull of blood. You cannot deny or try to prevent what changes you from the inside. Inside of you runs the blood of a werewolf. They left just enough for you to slowly turn. They left just enough for you to slowly become a werewolf yourself. But right now you are completely unaware of this. Your body feels normal, even your blood feels normal. All that you may have noticed is that your sense of smell is slightly better than usual. Whenever you breathe in, you notice that even where you are right now, there is a lot to smell. Even where you are right now, there are many scents hanging in the air, both of your own body and of the things around you. The blood has already started changing you, the change that happens from the inside out. And no matter how hard you try, no matter if you would try to fight it, you cannot prevent becoming a werewolf. You have no choice in this matter. It has already happened. The outside of your body changing is just a matter of time. Now, the blood of the werewolf has a few interesting side effects. The first is increasing your senses. You taste more, you smell more, you even seem to see a little bit sharper than usual. And as you relax to the sound of my voice, your body gets space for these changes. Your mind becomes blank easily as you listen to me. The blood in your body relishing the time to change. And as you focus on the feeling of your blood deep in your body slowly warming, you feel relaxed. You let this change happen to you because you know that no matter what you try, you have no chance anyway. So you relax. You lean into the change. You flow into the change. You embrace the turning. And as you embrace it, it starts to embrace you. The little change that was pushed into your blood a few days ago is slowly taking form. It is helping you heat up. You're becoming wilder. And as you become wilder, your limits and your morals lessen. As you become wilder, you can feel your body becoming aroused. It wants to do all kinds of things, naughty things, adventures, having both frights and fights, having delicious moments of carnal cravings, and all of that because of your blood deep inside of you. You can feel your body heating up as I speak. You can feel your breath becoming more like a pant. You can feel your whole body getting ready. Ready for the change. You can feel your mouth starting to hang open. Your tongue wanting to hang out, embracing this lusting feeling, this heat, this immense heat of desire inside of your body. The blood is changing you. It's not your fault. You have no choice. You're becoming an animal, a sex-craved wild animal. And that's just the inside. No, the blood is not done with you anywhere near yet. You can feel yourself burning inside, craving. Slowly your fingernails tingle. You can feel your fingers tingle as your fingernails grow. And you don't know how, but you can even feel the shape of your fingernails changing. They're becoming rounder. They're becoming more pointy. And slowly but surely, as the heat is overtaking your body, as you surrender to the lust, the arousal, the animalistic need to procreate, you can feel claws growing from your fingers. You can feel your fingers curl up in the desire to scratch something, to put your fingers over skin and let it run in delicious, wonderful feelings. You're in heat. You're slowly turning into a werewolf in heat. And this will remain until you orgasm. And it doesn't matter if you orgasm through your fingers or by doing things with others, but until you orgasm, you remain a werewolf in heat. The calling is strong. The blood is intense. It is running through your body, spreading second by second. You can feel it pumping, thumping, flowing, growing. The heat of desire spreading further and further through your body as you feel more and more feral, animalistic. You can feel your mouth hanging open, your tongue, your grin. You can feel your hands curling as you crave to scratch something, to claw something. You can feel yourself hunch as you want to jump someone, ready to pounce, ready to conquer or to surrender. Your body just deliciously burning with the need, like a dog in heat. And you can feel yourself growing more and more aroused as your mind melts away further and further into the delicious feral state of a werewolf. And slowly the hair starts growing all over your body. For some it is subtle and barely visible on your skin. For others it grows long. You can feel your whole body just fluffy and intense. It is as if the wind rustles your hairs. You can feel the deep feeling of every movement of air around you. It arouses you, caresses you. You want to be free of clothes and just let your fur, your skin be exposed. You are a wild animal. Untamable until you get your release, and you love it. Slowly turned into an insatiable werewolf until you get your release. This monstrous blood runs through your veins, changing you, tainting you, forming and shaping you. You can feel your ears growing longer, your teeth growing sharper. You feel your whole body ready to jump someone, to take them wild and lustful, to let yourself surrender to these feelings inside. The blood is stronger than your will, so much stronger. And your mind is completely blank. As all these changes happen, you have to surrender. You surrender to all those feelings because you have no choice. You feel a shiver going down your spine. The change is almost complete. You can feel your spine becoming stronger. You are an animal, a werewolf. You are dangerous and sexy. You are strong and aroused. You can feel yourself smelling the air, smelling your own arousal. You can almost taste your desire in the air around you. Your ears are sharp and pointy. You can hear what's happening all around you, even if my voice right now is all you hear. You are a werewolf, and there is only one thing that will release you from this predicament. And you know what it is, don't you? You know what you need to finally quench the heat. It feels so good. It feels so good to feel all of this running through your body. It feels so good to have no choice. The blood has conquered you. The blood has given you no choice. And you love it. In a moment, I'm going to say wake, and when I do, the rest is up to you. Let this monstrous blood be a reminder of how good it is to give in to your desires. Let it be a reminder of the wild animal that we have inside. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wake, werewolf.